Advisor's 30-second market update for the week of February 28, 2022. Tight housing inventory and record-high appreciation. Last week, the National Association of Realtors released their existing home sales report, which measures closings on existing homes for the month of January. It showed that sales were up 6.7%, which came in much stronger than expectations of a 4% drop. Year over year, sales were down 2.3%, but this is still a great number in spite of higher mortgage interest rates, higher home prices, and very low housing inventory levels. In regards to inventory, there were only 860,000 homes for sale in January, which was a new record low, and down from last month's report, which was at 911,000. Housing inventory is now down 16% from a year ago. The inventory picture is completely different from 2007, when there were bubble conditions. For instance, in 2007, there were 3.7 million available homes for sale versus, again, only 860,000. Also, in this report, we saw that with such tight inventory levels, listed homes sat on the market, on average, for only 19 days. This is very supportive of home pricing. Speaking of home prices, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index was released last week, and it showed that home prices rose 0.9% in the month of December and 18.8% year over year. The top three highest appreciation levels across the U.S. were Phoenix at 33%, Tampa at 29%, and Miami at 27%. Even the lowest levels of appreciation were still around 11%, and that was found in Chicago, Washington, and Minneapolis. This high level of home appreciation is created because of the dynamics of the market, where we have very low levels of inventory and very high levels of homeowner demand, and it is continuing in the face of increasing mortgage interest rates. Contact your advisor's mortgage loan officer today to discuss the current market in more detail and to learn what you qualify for. We are happy to help. Call us at 855-LOANS-USA or visit us at advisorsmortgage.com.